This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, how you guys doing? So you heard the really sad, unfortunate news. Mufti Uthman, who ended up being confronted, and I think he was coming from the dentist, mm-hmm. and the guy followed him, and he started, like, you know, using some profanities.
Bro, you're a
I got you on a
junior Muslim dog.
You want
to? I'm an infidel. What's up?
Yeah, you know, you think I'm scared of you?
You know, and then next thing you know, we find out, we see a picture, and the Sheikh got stabbed. So how did he get stabbed? We're going to be going over how he probably, you know, the direction of the knife, how, and some good, you know, the best is to avoid these situations, you know, fighting someone with a knife. But we got some, me and Ali got something for you after this that you guys can go ahead and look at. And hopefully, if you're in a life-threatening situation, you can use this technique. But, you know, Ali, we, this is Ali Kadokov, for those who watched our program before.
Assalamu
alaikum. Former professional fighter, retired.
That's it.
Yeah. Just imagine if you had some Jewish clergy, some Christian clergy, and they ended up being, if the role was reversed, if you had some crazy Muslim go and stab, let's say, some Christian clergy with a knife, why is the media silent on this?
It's the same way silent with what's going on in Syria and Sudan and all other countries, you know what I mean? I have no idea. The way they represent the Ukraine and stuff like this, yeah, we said for that, you know, any war is bad. But you have to be equal to everyone. You know, if the Christian will be stabbed like this, it's probably going to be all over the news. But now the Sheikh, will, you know, Uthman get stabbed, and I didn't even know that. I know this from you, because it's nowhere.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, that, you mentioned Ukraine. Obviously, it's really sad anytime these events happen, war, oppression, all these things. But it's, you know, the double standards, the hypocrisy, is just mind-blowing.
Exactly. It's have to be equal both ways, you know what I mean?
So I guess that's the question. Where is the media on this? You have a person of the Islamic faith, a Muslim, one who has surrendered and submitted to one and only one God, who's out there, you know, calling people to the way of Jesus, to the pure monotheism. What is it? Do you not like his tone, his message, what he's calling to? And now the guy gets all, you know, in his face and goes on the attack with a knife, and the media is silent. So the question is, if this was Christian clergy, if this was any other religious clergyman, and now a Muslim would have done something crazy, which this would be unacceptable, would the media be covering it? Leave us in the comments below. Would they? And why aren't they covering it now? Exactly. Why isn't there a manhunt for this guy? A manhunt.
I have no idea. Nobody even find the guy, right?
I don't think so. Where's the manhunt? This should be all over the news.
Exactly.
And all right, so that's the question. What do you guys think? Leave in the comments below. Why is there not a manhunt for the guy who stabbed a Muslim clergyman, a mufti? And let's get into this video that we did showing how Mufti Uthman, how he possibly got stabbed.
And how he possibly could defend himself.
And how he could possibly, yes, defend himself with this move that me and Ali Kadugov are about to get into. Hope you enjoy. Assalamu alaikum. So we're going to go over this knife defense. This looks like, you know, the pictures you guys seen with Mufti Uthman getting stabbed. It looks like something like this, doesn't it? So we're going to go ahead and just a quick disclaimer. This is very important. When I teach any kind of weapons, disarmament, defense, it's really a bad idea to engage with someone who has a weapon, who has a knife. The best thing is to avoid these situations at all costs, to run off. But if you're trying to survive and you're cornered and now you got nowhere else to go and somebody's got a knife, then there's some things that we can do. Now, from here, now there's a few things. I'm going to try to anticipate what the person's going to do. So either if they got a knife, they're going to be in this range here, right? If it's underhand, the person is going to be coming from here, somewhere like this. They're not going to be trying to stab you like this. If it's from here, then same thing. This is the kind of ranges that we're working with. Now, as many of you have seen, Mufti Uthman's bandage or whatever he had, he was pointing to, it seemed like he was stabbed from the bottom, right? So it's good to assume, it's safe to assume that he probably, the person who attacked him, had the knife coming from the downward angle. So let's go ahead and work a knife defense If you're trapped, you're trying to survive. Again, it's a bad idea to go up against someone with a knife. Best to get out. But there's some things that we can do. So assuming that it's coming from the bottom, it's going to be this grip. So we got Ali Kadokov, retired professional fighter here with us. He's going to go ahead and go underhand. Okay, so the details are as follows. As you notice, from here, he's coming underhand. I'm going to go ahead and block. Yes. And I don't want him to pull the knife back. So notice my other hand as he comes in. Yes, comes over. Because I don't want, if I'm just blocking here, he's going to come back again and strike with the knife. So I'm going to put both my hands in position. Boom. One to block the knife trying to penetrate. Okay. The other one is going to come over. And I'm going to pull him towards me and come around here. From here, this hand can grab the hair, can grab here by his jacket, okay? While my other hand is going to coming up to go ahead and have him give up, drop the knife, and then hopefully we can get out of this bad situation. Any advice you want to give coming up against a weapon?
Run fast.
Run fast, all right? Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.